Now, the row over the Northern Ireland Protocol has spiralled downwards this week, and unionist opposition is hardening, while loyalist groups have stated they're withdrawing their support for the Belfast Agreement. Sectarian graffiti and criminal damage incidents are adding to the rising tensions. And for more on what's going on in loyalism, we're joined by Peter Sheridan, the Chief Executive of Cooperation Ireland and former PSNI Assistant Chief Constable. Peter Sheridan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So it's been a week where politicians' words have grown ever more bitter and loyalism has withdrawn support for the Good Friday Agreement. What's your take on where we're at and where it's going?
Well, I suppose there are issues with the protocol insofar as the unionist loyalist community is concerned. Whilst nationalism probably sees the border down the Irish Sea as a trade border, and the European Union sees it as a trade border, for unionism across the board, they see it as a constitutional border. And so there is, you can feel that sense of tension has got in over the Irish Sea border. There's palpable anger across the unionist community. But I don't think we should automatically then read into that we move from protest to violence again. And in fact, the Chief Constable has said in recent days that there's no immediate threat of a return to violence. So I think it's still in the realms of politics, and it's a matter for politicians to resolve. And I think the difference here in Northern Ireland is that the border was supposed to be invisible. So there's already a land border on the island of Ireland, an economic border, taxation border, but it's invisible to us all. The idea was the border down the Irish Sea was to be invisible, and the only people that really should be affected were the lorry drivers who are arriving at Larne or Belfast or Warren Point. But that's not what's happened. It's almost affecting every household. There are somewhere in the region of 40 times more customs checks per head of population between GB and Northern Ireland than there is in Europe.
You say it's in the realm of politics, but we've also been hearing about this group, the Loyalist Communities Council, who stated they were withdrawing their opposition to the Good Belfast Agreement this week. Who are they and who do they represent?
Well, as I understand it, the Loyalist Community Council, the leadership of it, are a group of people led by David Campbell, who was Chief of Staff to David Trimble during the negotiations on the Good Friday Agreement. And his role in bringing loyalist groups and organisations together was to ensure that they continued on that democratic and peaceful means. And the group who he chairs have said that whilst they're withdrawing from the Good Friday Agreement, they're determined that opposition will be peaceful and democratic.
The problem here, as you've stated, it's in the realm of politics. The problem here is Brexit, because Brexit means that invisible borders, a line has to be drawn somewhere. It's very hard, isn't it, going to take the friction out of the EU-UK border issue, because it could be done with political will, unless the politicians step up to the plate. So while you say there's no risk of loyalism returning to violence at this stage, if the politicians continue their bickering, if this continues to spiral downwards, what happens?
Yeah, well, but I think that these things can be resolved. You know, the fact that parcels that you can't get from the United Kingdom the way we used to get it before the 31st of December, those things can be resolved. You know, the notion that if I order something in Manchester from a company in Manchester, and it has to have a customs declaration to come to a residence in Northern Ireland where it's not going beyond Northern Ireland. In other words, it's not going into the EU market. Those things can be resolved in it. And secondly, we have to demonstrate to people here that there are opportunities in it. The governments continue to say that there are opportunities because Northern Ireland is in a unique position that can look in both directions, both into the UK market and the European market. So the sooner people can see that, the sooner there's less visibility about those daily issues in their lives, then I think you start to reduce the tensions around this. So it can't be beyond the work of our politicians to resolve those issues. And I think all of the politicians acknowledge that there are difficulties with the way the protocol is currently being worked. So it is a matter for both the European and UK government politicians to resolve these issues in the interest of people in Northern Ireland.
There's also been a lot of We're hearing a lot more in terms of strong words from unionist politicians. There's an election next year. The DUP, of course, vulnerable because they backed Brexit, and initially Arlene Foster gave limited backing to the protocol deal. So how do you think that, if you like, the threat of loyalism or loyalist groups are being exploited in some way by some unionist politicians?
Well, I don't know whether it's exploited. I think there's a culture or a mindset, maybe because of the 30 years of conflict here in Northern Ireland, that what ordinarily would be read in any country as opposition to some political position or other, that we move right away from tensions and anger here to bombs and bullets. It's almost in a mindset, and that may be just because of the 35 years of the conflict. But you know, I have spoken to people who are in that community, and they aren't talking about returning to violence. The chief constable said yesterday there was no immediate threat. Even those threats that were involved that were at the port workers, there was no intelligence. The chief constable said that there was any paramilitary involvement in those threats.
So what would your advice, particularly to politicians in the South, after the latest row and the strong words from our Foreign Affairs Minister Coveney yesterday? Once again, Arlene Foster accused him of not listening to unionism. What would your counsel be at this stage, particularly to Southern politicians on this issue?
Well, it's all our politicians is to resolve the issue. People know what the problems are. The politicians know what the problems are. So it is getting down to resolve those issues in the best interest of people in Northern Ireland, people in this island. And as I said, they are not insurmountable issues. And we get to a stage where that border in the Irish Sea is invisible to the vast majority of people. And if that's the case, I can't see that anything will happen other than that tensions will reduce.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for your time this morning, and thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland. That's Peter Sheridan there, the chief executive of the charity Cooperation Ireland.